Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. Every Wednesday, Mark, along with his special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark is a tested, certified, and professional spiritual medium, metaphysical teacher, healer, and spiritual advisor with a spiritual practice based in Seattle, Washington. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Today, mysteries are yielding to human curiosity faster than ever. For many years now, you've been a part of this global academy where mysteries are examined and secrets are revealed. You've been a student ever before your traditional schooling began. By now, you've shown the world your skills and you have the ability to develop more. You have the power to improve the quality of your life every day. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be in this beautiful, awakening, transformative, healing planet of ours. This is Inspired Living Radio. I'm your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. That is just a little nugget out of the book that we're going to be discussing today, The Actor, How to Live an Authentic Life. I'm very honored to have the renowned spiritual teacher, Don Miguel Ruiz, joining us live on the phone. I'm going to bring him on here in just a minute, but I just want to say to all of our inspired listeners out there around the globe, you are the inspired and the inspiration. And thank you for taking the next 60 minutes to tune into today's broadcast live. You can always catch our podcast after the live show, which is every second and fourth Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. And you can catch us over on our platforms of iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, Podbean, MarkLanehart.com, and of course, six seasons of Inspired Living Radio through Om Times Radio Archives and live here on Om Times Radio. If you want to follow the show, you can go to our social media pages and look for Inspired Living Radio on Facebook. That is the main page, and join the global audience of inspired listeners from all around the planet. You can also follow along with us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle Inspired For Us. If you want to learn more about the work I'm doing or follow any of my shows, you can just go to MarkLanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector. We may open the phone lines later in the episode, so I'm not going to give out that phone number right now because I want to get right to today's topic, which is The Actor, How to Live an Authentic Life. It is from Ureno Publishing House. It was available back in November 17th of 2020. You can get it at all the major outlets for a mere $12.95. It's the first title in the School of Mysteries, and it's a collection of best-selling, it's the collection by best-selling author and renowned spiritual teacher Don Miguel Ruiz, and along with Barbara Emrys. It also marks the first English language title published in the North American market by this acclaimed Spanish publisher, Ediciones Ureno. The series encompasses the wisdom and knowledge of Don Miguel Ruiz and touches on different topics that will teach readers how to rethink the way of life. When I had an opportunity to read this book, I'm always looking for that authentic self, that higher self, that diamond within, and I thought this would be a great show to have Mr. Ruiz on to discuss The Actor. So The Actor explores human drama, as well as the role each of us play in it, and it gives readers the opportunity to see the world as the theater in which we are all actors. Throughout the pages, readers will learn to see life as a great representation and will begin to understand the role one plays in it. Through this process, the reader will discover that we generally just recite a script learned from childhood. Yet, it is a role that from now on we can change to our liking and even improvise. We will probably decide to modify our actions accordingly, and more options will open up us before us than we could ever imagine. Don Miguel Ruiz points out, quote, all human beings are artists, and as artists, we create a masterpiece that is the story of our life. In our story, we are the main character, the one who interprets and controls every movement and expectation. If you don't like the story of your life, as you are the author, you can change it, and that is exactly the challenge, to take control of our creation, end quote. So with that, I'm very honored, very humbled that Mr. Don Miguel Ruiz would join us. Hello, sir. How are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me in your show. And give all my love to everybody who is listening to us.
Yes, and I just want to also mention our healthcare heroes out there around the world. I always like to give an inspired listening shout out to not only the listeners, but people that are making a difference in our world. And right now, all of our first responders, our firefighters, our medics, our paramedics, our nurses, our doctors, what I call the healthcare heroes that are out there battling this pandemic that is impacting everybody around the globe. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You inspire me to get up every day and really carpe diem and seize what's in today. So I also want to just, Don, is give credit to Barbara Emrys, who helped co-write this as well, and she's part of this book, so I always want to make sure I give kudos where kudos are due. But it's just, it's surreal to be talking to you, sir, just for the fact when I started my spiritual development years ago and my unfoldment, my awareness, and my awakening, one of the very first books I ever read was The Four Agreements, and it's helped me tremendously to this day. And I'm sure you hear that a lot, but I just want to personally say thank you for sharing your wisdom and knowledge with us, and that you've made a difference in my life and actually have a part in this show today of what it is I do today in Inspired Living Radio.
Well, thank you very much for mentioning. And you know, the Four Agreements is almost 25 years ago who was published since the end of the last century. And it becomes already a classic. Mm-hmm. I really love this book so much. I can say that I put myself into this book. And it was so easy to write it. And the challenge it was to put it in words that anyone can understand in as short as possible, that we can read it maybe in one seat only. It was a big, big challenge. And let everybody know that this book is really death, that the one who read the book give life to that book. And when we give life to that book, all that knowledge becomes a challenge to everything that we already know. Then if we read the book once again, we give life to the book again, and it will look like we are reading a completely different book. But the book is exactly the same. The one who changed is the one who gave life to the book, because we change the way we believe, we improve, and when we read it for the third time, it happened exactly the same thing. It looks like feels like a different book, but we are changing while we keep reading this book. And on and on. It's like I have a little guide who help you to live your life in your own way, in your own direction, in your own pace. It's not telling you what to believe or what not to believe, because this is your choice. It's just the instruments that we use in order to improve the way we live our life. And it's something similar with the rest of the books that I wrote after that one. And it's the same one with this most recent one, The Actor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's that's our greatest power why we're here, right? Free will and choice, the power to choose and pick what we want. That's our greatest responsibility. And, you know, that book that I first read, The Four Agreements, and we're going to talk about The Actor because that's your latest latest featured writing. But, you know, it's spent over 10 years on the New York Times bestselling list. You also, you know, The Mystery of Love, The Voice of Knowledge. You have The Four Agreements companion book, The Circle of Fire, and you have The Fifth Agreement. And, you know, I know that you've dedicated your life to sharing the wisdom of the ancient Toltec philosophies and wisdom through your books. And again, if you want to learn more, if you don't already know who Don Miguel Ruiz is, you can visit him at miguelruiz.com or just type in his name. I promise you he will come up on an internet search. So again, thank you for impacting my life and making a difference in my life. I truly appreciate it. And you are a person who has inspired me in my journey. So for today, let's talk about your new work, because this is four books that are coming out. This one is called The Actor, How to Live an Authentic Life. It's going to be followed up by Eros, that's going to be coming out later in 2021, and then The Myth, and then The Duel. So these are all sounds very interesting. But as far as The Actor, just tell us about, you know, the journey and why you decided to write this on human consciousness and the drama and the plays of our life that we all star in.
You know, all my books have a logical sequence, and if everything go a little deeper or go in a different direction but follow the same message, then with The Actor, we can see that is the actor and is the stage where the actor play, and both are changing all the time. The stages keep changing it, you know. And the actor adapt to the changes that happen in the stage. Adapting, and we want to improve that. Let's see, for example, a year ago, the beginning of the 2020, we used to live in a very comfortable way, something that we used to call normal, having all routines, playing or acting, all the time. It was a kind of an easy way to play. But all of a sudden, they changed the stage completely. This pandemic go all around the planet Earth, and everything changed. And if we see ourselves as actors, we have to adapt to the circumstances to change it. And when we have that awareness that we are acting, we also see that everybody around us, they are also acting, even if they don't know, even if they don't understand, they have to adapt to every change that is happening around them. In whatever society they are living, whatever language they're speaking, and it's been wonderful to see how when the pandemic comes, humanity get together. And together, we face the challenge that nature brings to us. But there's other kind of catastrophes that do exactly the opposite. You know, like there's a lot of division around the world, not only the United States. And it gets bigger and stronger. And that divides the humanity. You know, where there's a hurricane, an earthquake, a tornado, we humans get together and we face whatever is the challenge. And it brings the best of us. But when this is division, because we create that division, it brings the worst of us. But either way, we have to be aware that we are just acting. And we create that main character who represents us. And it's amazing to see how it's shifting and adapting and created alliances. It's great to see the human behavior when you see them as actors.
Yeah, very powerful. And you're right. We talked about normal, you know, daily life in 2020. And I said that we wouldn't return to normal after 2020 because normal wasn't working for a lot of people. A lot of divide, a lot of poverty, a lot of, you know, lack of equality for everybody. And this great transformation that we're going through is a reminder, you know, that it's not always the strongest, as Charles Darwin talked about. It's not the strongest or the smartest. It's those that can be the most flexible and have awareness to change. Which, you know, I have long talked about the great coming together with some of my psychic predictions. And, you know, that rising tide does lift all ships, and those that aren't on board aren't going to get lifted up. And I do see that we have this great coming together. And what you call you talk about your personal mystery school in the book, and talking about how we're all here on this campus of life, which I always say is learn it from experience. That's the acronym I use for life, is we're here to learn it. But just a little bit more about, you know, the classes that were taken on this campus that you write about in the book, the actor, and kind of just go into more detail what that means and for our listeners out there.
Well, we can see that this beautiful planet Earth is really a mystery school. It's like going to any university. What we can see here is that we have one teacher, and only one teacher, who goes to everybody else and play the role of that teacher. And that teacher is life itself. Life mm-hmm. is our teacher. And he's teaching also life, because life is what moves all of us. We create this wonderful mind. We create the main character of the story. We fulfill the mind with lots of secondary actors and actresses that we play together. But let's imagine when we was born, we had no knowledge. We didn't know. And even without the knowledge, we already was actors, not knowing that. The mm-hmm. stage was ready for us before we were born. As soon as we're born, we have the center of the attention of everybody, and life starts teaching us to every single one. Once that we start trying to walk, then we try to talk. And it was our parents or little society who teach us to talk. They developed the mystery of our language that we learned very slowly, because it took a few years for we to master the language that we speak. And this is the same to every human. Whenever they were born, they learn their language, they learn their religion, the rules of that society. Then every human was teaching us through life to get new skills. Then it was revealing little by little everything that we know. We went to school with other children, we grow up, we become adolescents, and you know, what was normal, which means the state was changing all the time. And for the actor or actress, they have to adapt in one way or another and start shifting the way we act. And with the time, we become a polyphacetic actor or actress, that the way we act is different. For example, we act in a certain way when we are in the family, another way when we are at school, when we are at work. When we go in any direction of life, we act different. It's like wearing a different mask for whatever we are acting at that moment. And like I say before, the stage keeps shifting and changing, and we mm-hmm. get a group of actors who play with us. You know, it's so amazing. We start shifting this point of view, because once that you understand that you are an actor, and then you understand that everybody around you, they are acting, and they're acting according to, number one, the role that they create for themselves, and number two, the role that we create for them.
Mm-hmm.
Then yeah. it becomes very interesting to see how we humans can adapt and improve in whatever direction we want to improve.
Yeah, that's powerful right there. And, you know, another thing I would say to add to what you're saying is, you know, the planet nature, which I have always said, I've long said that nature is our greatest teacher, our greatest healer, our greatest inspirer, our greatest engineer. You know, Mother Nature said, you know, here's a virus, world, you know, you're killing me. Mm-hmm. Take better care of me, because this is your home and I'm the landlord and I can evict any time. And I think we're going to realize after this is all over and this transformation and this awareness that, you know, that we're a system of eco, not a system of ego. And, mm-hmm. you know, the ego wants to control, the ego wants to be, you know, work in relation with nature and all life. And I, you know, there's a, There's a passage in the book that I really enjoy because it was in one of the opening sections of The Actor, and it says, "You, like every human, arrived on this planet without knowledge." And I had to think about that for a second, like, you know, you're right. And you could see and sense, but you were intellectually blind. And like most new humans, you raised your little lamp, let's call it curiosity, and you moved forward into the darkness. You were hungry for light and everything could reveal. And for me, it was when I read that, it took me back to Joseph Campbell when he talked about the cave you fear usually holds the treasure you seek. And that's where I became, like I said, your work has had a direct impact on me, even just being the intuitive prospector, because like a prospector, I'm always searching for that next diamond, that gold, that crystal, you know, working hard to find it. But when I find it, the reward of and that transformation and that awareness and that awakening has been an amazing journey, and you look at life much differently. And that's what I enjoyed about this this read, The Actor, How to Live an Authentic Life. Now, is it going to be, have you got it into audio version yet, or is it strictly just in the book format?
I think that this is in audio. I don't know exactly if it's already selling. I will know in the next few days when I will talk to the publisher.
Okay.
But I think if it's not already to the public, will be very soon.
It's in the works. Okay.
Because
I know I got a lot of followers that love to do the audio books versus the digital books. We have three classifications of reading, I guess, now, right? We have the audio books, we have the digital book, which I have open in front of me, and then we actually have the hard copy, the physical book in your hands that you can put in, which I have that edition of the Four Agreements, the physical copy. So, Don, thank you again for just hanging out with us here on Inspired Living. And I know that you're very popular and, you know, we're just very honored and humbled that you'd spend, you know, these minutes with us here for our Inspired Listening audience. What would you like to share to inspire sharing is caring, as I like to say? What would you like to say to our listening global audience for this world that we're in right now and the things that there's a lot of fear and there's a lot of trauma and tragedy that's taking place in our world? What would you say to our listening audience to help cope and navigate through all of this historical change that we're going through?
Well, I will tell them that this is not the first time that happened in humanity, something like this. It happened we have a lot of challenges that we face it in one way or another. We have big pandemics before with a lot of people dying. We also have big wars where we destroyed each other. And either way, we always keep going. But there's something that everybody needs to know. We are going in the right direction, even if sometimes it doesn't look like. Because if we put an eye on the past, we see how humanity has been evolving during all those millenniums. You know, just imagine that tomorrow you wake up 1,000 years ago in a place that they speak English, that they can understand you. But knowing everything that you know right now, then you see how the people behave, what they believe, and you cannot believe how ignorant all of them are. You will not believe all the superstitions that they follow. You will not believe how they kill each other in the name of God, in searching for witches, etc., etc. Well, we really evolved a lot. Even the end of the last century, it was very fast, the change that we have. But now it's even more. You know, it's so amazing how we evolve and keep growing and growing and growing. And yes, I have a lot of faith that we humans, we will survive whatever nature brings to us, whatever challenge we have. The key is to be together, to enjoy life the most we can, and to understand that the biggest mystery that we are looking for is ourselves. You are the biggest mystery in your own life. And little by little, you get closer and closer to discover exactly what you are. And when you find it, you find out that you cannot put it in words. Because you are the truth.
Yeah, I love that. I'm just kind of just taking it all in, you know, the words that you said. And, you know, it's, I always, you know, remind people the, you know, for my path at least, you know, the ability of the spirituality that I follow is the ability to shift your perspective and see that we're all sitting at the circle of life. We all have different, perspectives on where we sit at that table. And I know in the book, you talked about, in the book, The Actor, How to Live an Authentic Life, you also talked about becoming the artist and how we see, you know, artists reflect life. And I was just talking about this just the other day. Does art imitate life or does life imitate art? I don't know. I'm not sure where that falls, to be honest with you. But, you know, you said that life is evident in everything seen and heard. Miss nothing, judge nothing, be open and accepting of it all. Alter the way that you see the world and allow small things to make an impression. But notice the enduring traits of a stranger. See an old friend with new eyes. Remark on the wonders of nature. And it reminded me too a lot of Dr. Wayne Dyer, who's now in spirit, where he talked about when you change the way that you look at things, the things that you look at start to change. And those kind of went hand in hand with me because it is all about perspective. The 30,000 foot view from this International Space Station down here to the chaos of what's going on our planet, completely two different perspectives. So we're going to have our first commercial, and I know your time is precious. Before we let you go, is there anything that you'd like to share, any upcoming events or how people can get their hands on the books? Again, this is one in a series of four that's going to be coming out this next year. Anything else you'd like to share with our listening audience?
Well, these books will come one every 6 months and will be short that will be easy to learn. And very soon we will start all the Riz family will start teaching, to everyone. But then you will find the information in my web if you go to my web.
Okay. Yeah. And again, it's one book every 6 months. So we'll go into, technically, we're going to go into 2022 then.
Yes.
Because it's 2020.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah, because your first one, The Actor that we're talking about today, How to Live an Authentic Life, was released on November 17th, 2020. And then we have Eros coming out after 6 months, and then another 6 months, The Myth, and then it'll finish up 6 months after that, The Duel, if I'm understanding that correctly. And
yes, correct.
You can get all those books, digital copy, physical edition, digital copy, over at miguelruiz.com. Again, it's been a pleasure. I hope that you'll come back to Inspired Living Radio and share these other books with us and share your time and your knowledge and your wisdom. And again, I just want to say, very honored and very humbled that you'd spend this time with me. You've had a direct impact on my life and my journey and the four agreements. And I will definitely take The Actor to realize that I am an actor in this exploration of human drama and consciousness. So again, if you want to learn more about Don Miguel Ruiz, you can go to miguelruiz.com or just type his name. I promise you he will come up. Again, sir, Mr. Ruiz, thank you so much for hanging out with us here on Inspired Living Radio.
You're very welcome.
And I hope to have you back to discuss more of this. So thank you very much.
Yes, in every book, I will be with you. Thank you.
Okay. Wow. Thank you so much. And and we like to say you are the inspired and the inspiration. And as we go to our first commercial break, is there anything that inspires you? And we can, you know, who is there something or someone that inspires you personally before we go to our commercial break?
You know, life itself, you know, life is the love of my life. And everybody, of course.
Life is the love of your life. I love that. All right. Well, thank you again so much for calling in to Inspired Living Radio. Again, the wonderful Mr. Don Miguel Ruiz talking about The Actor and how we explore the many pathways of human consciousness and human drama. We're going to go to our first commercial break. We'll be back here in 2 minutes of Inspired Living Radio. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
One planet, 7.3 billion people. Only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to Black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. I'm your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. Wow, wow, wow. Such an honor and to talk to Mr. Don Miguel Ruiz and his new book, The Actor. I want to read a quote from him for the fact that he's had a big impact on my life personally. From my spiritual unfoldment through the book, The Four Agreements. He's agreed to come back for three more shows with his book, so I'm looking forward to that so we can discuss this series of writings he has. But he says, first imagine becoming the way you used to be as a very young child. Before you understood the meaning of any word, before opinions took over your mind, the real you is loving, joyful, and free. The real you is just like a flower, just like the wind, just like the ocean, just like the sun. And when I asked him what his greatest inspiration was or who or what inspired him, he said life. And, you know, for those of us that, that follow his work, or for those of us that have gone through our own transformative, for me, I say the trauma and the tragedy or the TNT that blew up my life and put me on this path to even do the work I do today and be sharing these stories with you here through the airwaves of Inspired Living Radio on the OM Times Radio Network is just, It's a testimony to, you know, you can change from the inside out. And if you do change the way that you look at things, the things that you look at start to change. So we were honored to have him for just a half hour. I'm going to try to see when we bring him back if we can get him for a little bit longer. But again, he's a very popular guy. And I always say that time is our greatest commodity. So I was just honored to have him for the half hour that we had him on this opening of the show. I do want to go over, for those of you that aren't familiar with his work, maybe this is the first time of hearing his name or hearing about his writings. Like I said, his one book, The Four Agreements, that I'm very familiar with, and I use it all the time, whether it's for my own reminder or for my students in my class. You know, it's really simple, and the agreements that you create with yourself in your journey. And again, it's something I've been using for years, and I just love, you know, I say things are born twice, first in your mind, and then what actions you take to bring in your reality. And I just had an opportunity to interview Mr. Don Miguel Ruiz, whose book spent 10 years, you guys, on the New York Times best-selling list. So it actually resonates with people. And, you know, the agreement, if you're not familiar with it, I'm just going to do a recap here for the rest of the show and also talk about how you can begin to work with your higher self, your authentic self. I always like to remind, you know, whether I'm working with a client or teaching a class or doing my online shows, I always, you know, say dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live, and discover that diamond within. As a prospector is a person that goes out into the world prospecting to find the richness in life. It doesn't have to be material. It could be spiritual. It could be emotional. It could be mental. It could be physical. But you have to put in the work as well. It is the law of creation, is what you put in, you get out. And just as a prospector has to have the right tools, the right mindset, the right clothing, the right weather, you go out and it could be, you know, a difficult journey, you know, lots of, you know, you get dirty and sweaty and, you know, you're exhausted, but then all of a sudden you discover that crystal or that piece of gold or that diamond, and all of that kind of fades away. And you forgot about the hard work that you put in. And with the four agreements, it's just a reminder for the listeners out there, is be impeccable with your word. He talked about in this book that while this agreement is the most important, it's the most difficult one to honor. And, you know, that is true. I really try to say words matter. And as we've learned in these last few years, words can lead us astray. Words and the vibration of words can create different thoughts and groupthink and negative behaviors based on those words. So it's important that your words be impeccable with your word. And, you know, in this agreement, Mr. Ruiz talks about analyze the word impeccable. And the word impeccable comes from the Latin word peccatus, meaning sin, and the I'm in the beginning of impeccable. It's the Latin prefix that means without. So he's describing a sin in nature when he says be impeccable with your word. He is describing a sin to be anything that goes against oneself, and therefore being impeccable with language means to take responsibilities for one's actions and remain without judgment against oneself and others. In essence, this agreement focuses on the significance of speaking with integrity and carefully choosing words before you say them out loud, because they do carry a vibration. They do carry a frequency. And I think a lot of you that are listening to the show, or maybe you're catching the podcast over on one of our many different channels, you would reflect back the last few years of what we've gone through with negative words, lies, misinformation, propaganda, whether it's going through social media, whether it's going through the news agencies, whether it's going through politics, whether it's going through your colleagues at work, your friends, your family. It's impeccable to be with your word of a sense integrity and carefully choosing what words you say. It's taught me a lot about the words that I say to others, words that I say here on this show. You know, this last year has been a very difficult year to try to have perspective and see other perspectives from other people's viewpoints, but not seeing it, you know, when it comes to racism, systemic racism. You know, we can agree to disagree about many things, but when, you know, somebody is saying that they're superior to somebody else based on their on who they love or what they look like or the color of their skin, you know, for me, I have to draw that line, and I still have to be impeccable with my word. But just a reminder that unconditional love does not mean unconditional acceptance of bad and poor behavior, including bad and poor words, because words matter. So that's the first agreement. If you're not familiar with this book, I highly recommend it. Be impeccable with your word. Agreement number two, and these are agreements that you are making with yourself to go out into life. And I always come back to him. What would Don say in the four agreements? And he would say in agreement number two, don't take anything personally. The second agreement provides those that read his book a way to deal with hurtful treatment from others that you may experience. And I did this last year because I was speaking truth to power and standing up for what I believe, of course, using words of kind, caring, and compassionate. But there's a lot of people that are angry at you for things they did to you. So, you know, it's important to not take things personally and just be a duck in water and let it roll off your back. That's what he's talking about. Because everybody's going to have an opinion, especially on social media these days, which I think has caused a great divide between people. I think we need to get back to accountability, responsibility, You know, one of the principles that I follow as a spiritualist is principle number 5, which talks about personal responsibility for our journey here and then the journey after. And sometimes that can be tough when people are coming at you from, you know, many different ways, you know, through email, through in-person, through social media. But don't take things personally. You know, it advocates the importance of having a strong sense of self. And when you have a strong sense of self, what doesn't kill you does make you stronger. And you're not needing to rely on the opinions of others in order to be content and satisfied with your self-image. Now, I was raised in a family to always, you know, prove myself, always show my worth. Anybody that makes you question your worth, please walk away from. You know, it's about you're not taking anything personally, but also having boundaries and protecting yourself. You can always love people from a distance or from afar. And I've had to do this last few years, including family and friends, that I still love them, but I just can't interact with them because they see the world differently with a lack of moral standards or a moral compass. And, you know, that's free will and choice, like Don and I were talking about, you know, earlier in the show. Free will and choice is your greatest power while you're here. But it's also your greatest power not to associate with people that, you know, believe in things that lessen others or take away from others. And, you know, by not taking it personally, this agreement also allows you to understand that notion that each individual has a unique worldview that alters their own perceptions. Again, like I was saying, the ability of spiritualism for me is the ability to shift perspective and try to put myself in another person's shoes, try to see it from a different angle. Because just because it's my, I see it this way, doesn't make it right, doesn't make it so. And that's why we have a functioning democracy right now, because in a democracy, you have to have two opposing peaceful ideologies, and again, I say that peaceful ideologies, where people can agree to disagree but still be respectful and civil to have a logical debate based on truth and facts. And we're seeing a lot of that resonate right now, just even agreement on what is truth and what is a false truth, as I've heard it said. But you can't have a conversation starter without the agreement that there has to be truth and facts and be civil and have a debate instead of arguing, but debating. There is a big difference between those two. So don't take things personally would be agreement number 2. And again, Don believes that, you know, anger, jealousy, envy, and even sadness can lessen or dissipate once an individual stops taking things personally. That really helped me in my journey with sadness. I've long talked about how sadness creates intelligence. For those of you that follow the poet Charles Bukowski, he always talked about how great sadness can impact our range of different intelligence, whether it's visual intelligence, emotional intelligence. And sadness for me, especially in the month of January, January has always been a tough month for me from survivor's guilt. I lost both my brothers, and a big part of what I do today, including this radio show, is because in the month of January, I lost my little brother to murder, and then 3 days later, my older brother to terminal brain cancer. Now, that's been 20 years ago, but I lived with survivor's guilt in the month of January, and I always said if I could get through January, I can make it through the whole year. But now I've learned to change and embrace that sadness for emotional intelligence on my empathy, and to understand that I'll see them again. They're not gone. They're just a thought away. And that just helps me to dissipate with any of the anger that I had. You know, if you've ever been a victim of violent crime, you know the anger that's associated with that, the great sadness that goes with that. If you've ever lost a loved one, family member, a friend, a fur baby, you understand those range of emotions that you go through. But when it's suicide or murder, there's a lot more emotions that go into that, including anger and disbelief. And it helped me to really not take that personally, so I can start moving forward and live again and share my story with you so you understand why I do what I do based on my experiences of my past, or what I like to call soul adventures. And that takes me to agreement number 3. Don't make assumptions. Boy, this one, you know, the brain, the mind, the human consciousness is a very powerful gift and experience, but it can also be a curse. I call it the spiritual burden, because we think, therefore we are. And wow, it can really take us down the rabbit hole of thought. And you'll find that, you know, we create our own fear. We create our own drama and worry. Just like Don was talking about in his new book, The Actor, we're actually, you know, we are, you know, exploring human drama because we create our own drama and our own fear and our worry, but how we play a role in that and where that role takes us and who it takes us to and what doors open up for us. And with the four agreements, he talks about not making assumptions. This is agreement number three. And this third agreement describes the issue of making assumptions and how it does lead to more suffering. I've seen a lot of the yogis and a lot of people that, you know, like Don, that are very full of wisdom and knowledge and life experience. They talked about you're not suffering in the current moment. You're suffering your memories, and you're also suffering your thoughts on your future, because your memories are created by your thoughts from the past, just like your future is created with your thoughts of projecting what the future is. And if you take a second, think about when you were little, what your future, what you thought your future was going to look like and what it is currently right now. For me, I always call it the big human letdown, because I thought I'd be doing something completely different than what I'm doing. I love what I do now, but that wasn't always the case. But that's, you know, helping me not to go into suffering by making assumptions of where I thought I was going to be going or where I came from. It's why individuals should not partake in making them. That's why he says don't make assumptions, because it can lead you down the rabbit hole. When one assumes what others are thinking, it can create stress, interpersonal conflict, because the person believes their assumption is a representation of the truth. Don believes that a solution to overcoming the act of making an assumption is to ask questions and assure that communication is clear between the persons involved, and individuals can avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama by not making assumptions. I find a lot of times with assumptions, there's the old saying, assumptions make a, you know what, out of you and me. And assumptions, everybody has them. They're like horseshoes and hand grenades. A lot of people have them, and some of those can be fun, and some of those, like, you know, playing horseshoes can be fun, but a hand grenade cannot be fun. It can actually blow stuff up. So it's a reminder that you're going back to your word is impeccable and to have transparency in communications. And I think a lot of times right now, specifically in our journey of life and where we're at, the social media platform is so subjective, because it's written word, and there's a lot of people behind the keyboard that are typing something. But if they were to be in person with you, I believe personally it would be a different experience. It would be a different mutual respect. People, you know, and I found this to be true just this last year. I literally had to change my public profile on Facebook to private and really weed out my gardens of what I thought were called friends. I'd rather have four quarters than 100 pennies, in other words. And because everybody seemed to have an opinion, and I could take it personally, or I would make assumptions, and I'd be like, no, what does the four agreements tell me? Don't take it personally. Don't make assumptions with that person. That person has a different perspective on, you know, maybe somebody they vote for, somebody they follow, or, you know, rhetoric that they're following. But at the same time, that's their perspective, and I can't change that. The only power I have is the ability to act and respond to the changes and what comes into my life. That's the power I have. So it's just a reminder to not make assumptions and to, you know, work on communications, work on transparency, treat others. It's actually not hard, you guys. You know, treat others as you like to be treated. And, you know, it's the golden circle. It's the golden rule. Pay it forward. Now, when people don't want to give you that back, and they don't want to give you that respect back, then you have to make a decision on, is this person need to be in my life? You know, when people show you who they are, like Maya Angelou talked about, believe them. And, you know, I believe in second chances, but, you know, after we get to the 15th or 16th chance and, you know, people are apologizing for poor behavior, remember, guys, that, you know, an apology on behavior that doesn't change, we call that manipulation. So, you know, you have to see it for what it is. And sometimes you have to make a decision that's tough, but it's for your higher self. It's for a more peaceful path forward. And that leads me to the fourth agreement, which Don talked about, always do your best. The fourth agreement allows us to have better insight on achieving progress towards whatever your goal is in life. I found that this agreement entails integrating the first three agreements, really. You know, let me recap, be impeccable with your word, don't take anything personally, don't make assumptions. And of course, you can be the actor in this play that we talked about his new book today, which is the first in a series of four. But again, you know, this book, the actor is a guide, and it's a short read. It's not a very long read. It's how to live an authentic life. And I always remind people that how do you find your authentic self? It's living a life of freedom and how you see yourself, not how others, you know, you think they should see you, or the words coming out of your mouth are their words. That's not authenticity. The authenticity is finding your truth, knowing your truth, seeking your truth, speaking your truth. And that's not going to be in agreement with a lot of people that you may have relationships with. You know, the world's really good at telling you to, you know, speak up for yourself and you know, stand up for yourself. And then you'll find as soon as you do and you start to speak, there's going to be people in the world that tell you to sit down and shut up. So, you know, that's, you know, going back to being impeccable with your word. Use your words to make it like honey versus vinegar. Honey goes a lot farther. But there are times you may need to be a Spartan without a spear. You may need to use the power of the pen to write something that it says, I don't agree with that. Or you may have to have spoken words to say, you know, I have unconditional love for you, but unconditional love does not mean unconditional acceptance for poor or bad behavior. So be impeccable with your word, guys. Don't take anything personally. We are really good at doing that. Some person says, you know, I think the sky is blue, and somebody comes out of the woodwork and says, no, I think the sky is red. And you're like, how can that person not see that? Are they seeing something different? Are they ignorant? You know, are they stupid? You know, it's just takes you down this, you've taken it personally now, and just, you know, just say that they have their right to see the sky as red. I know from science and my education and my experiences and knowledge and wisdom that the sky is blue and the world is round, and science does help cure pandemics. I always say, you know, the only thing that refutes science is better science. So, you know, be impeccable with your word. Don't take things personally, especially in social media. Don't make assumptions about things, because we spend a lot of time and energy in our mindset projecting things that usually don't happen anyways. If you looked at the studies and percentages of what doesn't actually come into fruition or to your reality, I want to say it's in the 80 percentile. It's very high of things that we thought that don't resonate or don't happen. And of course, always do your best. You know, even if your best doesn't get it done, I always say that failure or fail is first attempt in learning. And that's why we're all here in life, to learn it from experience. And, you know, we're going to fail several times. It's the old Japanese proverbs, get knocked down 7, stand up 8. And that's what life is. Life is a history of chaos and violence and wars. But there's also a history of love and light and transformation. And that's where we're going with this in 2021, you guys. I talked about the year of 2021 being the year of the 5. And in Chinese philosophy, in Qigong, in numerology, you know, numerology is the study that's well over 11,000 years old. It's about the 5 fingers, the 5 toes. We're the middle of this cycle where we're going to start to transition from freedom, from the dedicated worker, which means chaos and tearing down old ways of being, so we can move into this year of freedom, love, and adventure, including this pandemic, which will start to change and morph and eventually work its way out, just like it did in 1918. It was around for 2 years, and then it finally just went away. But we have vaccinations in place. So the world is transforming, but like Don said, we're not going back to normal, because we showed a lot of things have changed that we didn't think were possible from a digital aspect. We realized that we don't really need fuel from the planet, that we can actually, you know, oil became worthless if you think about it over this pandemic. We realized that, you know, the economy can still function, but we're really not an economy. We're a society and we depend on one another. And we realized that we're going to need some sort of universal healthcare system, because healthcare is a public issue. So there's going to be a lot of things that unfold in this next year and into this next decade, what I call the Roaring Twenties. And I'm excited. There will be still trials and tribulations, but we will get through this. We, you know, just like I used to say in that my old days of the Coast Guard as a skilled sailor, you know, only gets the sea legs by going through major storms to get to that smooth sailing. And that's where we're at. We're starting to come on the backside of the storm. And so stay positive, stay inspired, you know, keep tuning into the show. You can also catch me over on my Monday morning shows, Metaphysical Mocha Mondays. That's Monday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's a 30-minute inspirational show followed by the Healing Cafe, where I do live readings. So I hope that you'll join me or get on my YouTube channel and catch all my past videos of interviews, these shows, 6 seasons of Inspired Living Radio, and of course, the work that I do here in Seattle. So again, we had the privilege of interviewing Mr. Don Miguel Ruiz, and his book, The Actor, How to Live an Authentic Life. Check that out. It's also, I want to give kudos to Barbara Emery's, who helped write that book as well. And again, if you're not familiar with his work, I highly recommend that you go check him out. He does a lot of great work. And I just want to leave you with this as we close out the show and move into the month of February. Thanks again for hanging out with me. I'll be back here in a few weeks with another inspiring show of curiosity and metaphysics and science and medicine and all the good stuff that makes life wonderful. And Don says this, the big difference between a warrior and a victim is that the victim represses and the warrior refrains. So thanks for hanging out with us today here on Inspired Living Radio. Make sure to check out the book called The Actor, How to Live an Authentic Life by the wonderful Mr. Don Miguel Ruiz. And most importantly, use your four agreements. Be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. Don't make assumptions. And always, always, you guys, do your best. Until our next soul adventure together, be kind, caring, compassionate. And most importantly, dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live, and discover that diamond within. Namaste.